In the beginning of this conversation, I would like you to share with us a few moments of Ferrari in China over the past 30 years, maybe the milestones that are most memorable.
Thank you for the question because this helped me to talk about our 30-year anniversary book. We put together all the adventure and the memorable moments we have in the last 30 years because we wanted to go through step by step in order not to forget anything and anybody because we believe that these first 30 years were quite a journey for us. And that's the reason why we want to put together all the memorable moments. I think if we want to enter into the memorable moment, I think that the main one was because it's very symbolic, the first Ferrari ever sold in China. I think that that is something very iconic when we, Mr. V, right? And we said that. About this specific moment, I think we believe together. I remember with him, I talked to him that this is a very iconic moment that is part of the history of the count. Because for the first time ever, after many, many years of door closed, there was the possibility to have a car in line with the latest technology, same as every other country around the world. So I think that one was maybe the most memorable and iconic moment of the all the 30 years, even if it's the first day, but it was really something unique, historical and unique. Then of course we have many others. We have the 10,000 red miles where we go around all China. We have fantastic picture, which was very difficult to choose some because all of them were nice to put in the book. And then we have of course the 20-year anniversary with some with a dedicated car. And then we have other moments, but I really believe the most memorable one is the picture of the guy in Tiananmen Square with the first Ferrari ever. That is very, very iconic, historical, and unique.
So over the past few decades, you must have seen the market in China for luxury cars evolving. And what have the demands and preferences of the Chinese local customer changed over the years for luxury cars? And how has Ferrari adapted to such changes?
I think that the big change in the profile of customer is that the customer are getting more and more mature. If you think it over, the in-car industry, automotive industry in China, no matter luxury or not, is relatively young. I think that China still most of the driver own their first cars, and in generally speaking, and this naturally make the market a bit immature. But now, after nearly, I would say, 20-ish years of developing, the market now is getting more and more mature. In certain segment, even the most advanced in the world, for example, in electric vehicles. So it's the people now, the clients we have are very comparable to any other clients we have around the world in terms of maturity. I think that the gap was present in the past, but relatively now is closed. So the maturity of Chinese consumer, Chinese client is very similar to the one of everywhere else. There are some difference in term of related to, as I said, related to the relatively young automotive industry in China. The age is a bit lower, but also will be closing. The client are younger relatively compared to US or Europe. And this is very unique. There are a percentage of female, which is much higher than everywhere else in the world. And this, I think, is not a matter of maturity of the market. I think it's a matter of bias against the vehicle because Ferrari, for many, many years at the early stage of our company development, we produce car honestly very difficult to drive. So historically, it was not easy to have someone which just approaching driving a Ferrari. A Ferrari was for expert driving.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 15 years, with the introduction of many technological stuff, but especially with the launch of our first California, at that time, we opened the market also to less experienced mm-hmm. client. So drive a Ferrari is still a Ferrari. So you need to be careful and you need to be extremely disciplined. But it's not that difficult to drive. It's similar to any other car. Mm-hmm. And this is what we are now. And so probably the Chinese client approached the brand when it was easier to drive. So it was much more welcome to everyone, even to people that just beginning to drive. And this there is this bias in Europe that if you're not a good driver, you don't buy a Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
Because originally it was like that. So I don't mean that the women are not good drivers. But what I mean is that in the beginning, in the past, there were everybody very scared to drive a Ferrari. And this in China is not happening.
How have you seen that the involvement of Ferrari from a pure car brand to a luxury brand in a general sense?
If you mean luxury, because the definition of luxury is has multiple definitions. From our point of view, luxury means exclusivity. Since the beginning, we try to produce much less car than the actual demand. And this is unique for Ferrari because many others are not mass producer. Our competitor also are not mass producer. But behind our limited production, there is a precise philosophy. And the philosophy is coming from day one. And our founder always say that we have to always produce one car less than the demand. And this is what we consider luxury. Because it means that when you drive a Ferrari, you, no matter if it's 10 years, new, 20 years, whatever, you are driving a car which is unique. And is not too common in the market. The scarceness make the exclusivity, which makes the luxury. Then, of course, this concept evolve year after year, and now it's more a matter of lifestyle, because now we are producing a number of cars, which is not so limited as in the past, but we are trying to cover every aspect. As I was said before, originally Ferrari was mostly for experienced driver, and now we are trying to have different cars for different needs, and we were able to enlarge our range in order to cover all the needs, and so that's why we expand a bit the capacity recently, because we touch different customer needs, but still maintain an overall exclusivity, because the number, the production is limited. And in order to have a Ferrari, you need to wait. And this helped to support the pre-owned market. We have many cases on which Ferrari has a value which is increasing year after year. And this is very unique in the automotive, because automotive normally are consumable. And the moment you buy a car, year after year, the price decreases. In our case, in many, many cases, the price maintains stable or eventually increase. And this is the very uniqueness of our company. But this is not coming by chance. This is coming because behind there is a precise strategy of production limitation. And the production is limited by default. And so that's why we have basically all our models sold out. Because when we reach a certain amount, no matter what, we close the model.
So it's kind of a discipline that has been all the way through the history of the brand.
Yes.
Yes. And previously, during the previous anniversaries of Ferrari in China, the brand has some collaborations with Chinese artists. As we could recall, there was this 458 Italia sports car that collaborated with Chinese artist Simon Ma on the 20th anniversary. In 2009, there was a 599 GTB model collaboration with Lu Hao. So what are the special messages that Ferrari wished to deliver through the collaborations with the artists? And in particular, this time, Ferrari collaborates with Miss Jiang Chong'er to deliver a one-of-a-kind car tailor-made for the occasion. So what are the messages the brand would like to deliver to China market?
We try to build up a special edition with certain content related to the event that we would like to celebrate. And this is happening basically all over the world for different reasons, for different situations. We have many cars in the past dedicated to something. And China is not an exception. And we have certain collaboration. We have collaboration, as you said, for the 599 in 2009, which is not exactly the 10-year anniversary, but we tend to say that it was our first car dedicated to China. I don't know if you in the book you will have a look to it. It's very nice and was very well built. And then we have a cooperation with Simon, which is still going on, and he designed the 20-year anniversary again with a message, the iconic the dragon, which is a typical Chinese icon, and the horse, which is of course our logo and our reference. So we have this kind of experience in the past, and for the 30-year anniversary we tend to have a similar thing. And the cooperation, why with Chong'er? There are two reasons. The first reason is that we wanted to pass a message to the market that Ferrari is not only an extreme car, but which it is always, but on top of being extreme in terms of performance, is also a very sophisticated car in terms of value behind the brand, value behind the model. And so we believe that Chong'er is definitely a very sophisticated lady with a very deep thinking and full of knowledge about Chinese history and philosophy. So what we wanted to do with her, it was something that represent our brand and modernity technology, but to be combined with the heritage coming from a very well thought Chinese feeling. So this is what immediately from her, when I saw her furniture, when I saw her clothes, in general, her design items, the item designed by her, I immediately feel that she could be of good help to transfer this content into one of our cars. And we decide together to use the Roma, because Roma is definitely what we consider a low profile luxury, a low profile Ferrari. Because normally, you know, when you have Ferrari, when you buy a Ferrari, everywhere you go, you are at the center of the stage, always. So with this car, you are on the stage. Probably you can avoid to be at the center of the stage. And so we think this one was the correct one to develop with her. And I think the result is very good. I mean, honestly, I didn't see the car yet because the car was under embargo. We have, of course, I see the video, I see the picture, but like all the Ferrari, in no matter which model, no matter which edition, the reality is always much beyond the picture and video. This is one of our characteristics. And so I'm very curious to see the car, and it will be very soon, hopefully. I think we will present the car to the public at the 30-year anniversary gala dinner, which will happen at the end of February. So at that moment, the audience will be able to touch and see the car and smell it also. So it's something which I cannot wait for.